This is 63% Scottish, a Scotland appreciation podcast.
Yes, welcome to 63% Scottish. My name is Eamon O'Flynn, and I'm your host. Last week, we had Gary Stevenson, the creative genius behind Being Scottish, on the show to talk about Scottish in-jokes, cultural references, and more. He took some exception to being called a genius, but I can assure you he is one, and more importantly, he's a great guy. As always, we subjected him to five fast questions, this time about Scottish characters in film and TV, stereotypically Scottish foods, and cows. Enjoy. All right, we're going to do five fast questions. Number one, can you put in order from least offensive to most offensive the following portrayals of Scottish people in film and television? Groundskeeper Willie, Fat Bastard, and Shrek.
Least offensive?
Least offensive to most offensive.
I don't think any of them offensive. I find Fat Bastard hilarious. I think Groundskeeper Willie's hilarious as well, and Shrek is just kind of random how he's Scottish, isn't it? I don't really get why he's Scottish. I just think Mike Myers likes doing it, doesn't he? He likes doing that accent. He did it in So I Married an Axe Murderer, and he's brilliant at that as well.
He was once asked by a woman after doing a Fat Bastard in something, was told, why do you keep doing these offensive Scottish characters? And he said, Shrek's the hero of the movie. What do you mean?
No, I think Fat Bastard is get in my belly. It's brilliant.
Yeah. And that's an authentic Scottish accent. Perfect. Number two, of the following stereotypical Scottish things, which are actually enjoyed by Scottish people? So which one of these things are actually enjoyed by Scottish people and which are just stereotypical things that you guys don't care about? Mm-hmm. Iron brew, haggis, bagpipes, and deep-fried Mars bars.
Deep-fried Mars bars is definitely not, it's not that popular. It's kind of, it's a bit of a myth that we all eat that. And I think there might be the odd person that gets that because they can, but I've tried it once, didn't do anything for me. So that's not that popular. Haggis is pretty popular, especially on Burns Night.
Okay.
I don't mind haggis. Again, it's not something I have that often. Iron brew is ridiculously popular. Like, you get people that drink that every single day. The life, Iron Brew. What was the other one?
Bagpipes.
Bagpipes, yeah. The pipes are quite popular, but I wouldn't say there's a certain time and place for them. Like, they're popular at weddings, and football matches and stuff. Like, you're not going to hear them. You're not going to hear some. Not many people will sit at home and listen to pipes like whilst they're working or whatever. I don't think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, number three. What's the deal with Scottish people and cows?
And cows? What do you mean? Like,
I see all these cows. It's constant. I mean, if you go on Twitter, yeah, they're always Highland cows are everywhere.
I don't know. I just think Highland cows look pretty cool. I don't know. Nah, that's really it.
I just see them everywhere. It's something that struck me. I mean, I don't see, like, Irish people don't have sheep everywhere. And if you go to Ireland, there's sheep everywhere. So it's just a very, it's something that stuck out. I don't know if it's stereotypical, but it's representative of Scotland in a way that surprised me.
I think they're magnificent, like Highland cows, but I mean, I've never really noticed that we're obsessed with them, to be honest. Maybe we are. Maybe that's how it looks from the outside.
They're all over Twitter.
Yeah.
All over Scotland Twitter. Okay, what about this? I'm not sure if you have the notes that I sent you. I don't know. I'm not sure how to do this if you don't. So one of the number four is pronounce this word, but I don't want to try and say it because there's no way I can say this word.
Right. I'm on the Word document just now. So what is it? How do you spell it?
Yeah, right near the bottom. It's right at the very bottom. AVONOSATDONAWDAY.
All right, I've no sat doing all day.
How you say it so much nicer than I'm capable of saying it.
It's just that it's a kind of cry for help from somebody who's been overworked all day. I've no sat down all day. That's
it. But why is it one whole word? I don't understand. Okay. Okay.
It's what, that's kind of, right. We generally speak pretty fast as well. Like, it's, particularly in Glasgow, like, yeah, people speak really fast. So that's kind of, when I was young, used to be able to get these kind of comedy car stickers that had words like that. It was like, I've no sat down all day would be one word. And I was kind of inspired by that when I did that post. There's other ones that have got swear words in them that I couldn't put in my page. Well, I could put them on my page, but I choose not to. Most of the time.
Okay. And last but not least, there is a chart that has candy floss, syrup, actual sugar, and homemade Scottish tablet.
That's right.
On it.
Yep.
What is tablet? And is this something I should pursue or avoid next time I'm in Scotland?
It's worth trying, but it might be too sweet. It's like my daughter loves it, but my oldest daughter doesn't like it. I think it's too sweet. You generally find that like it's something that your auntie will make in Scotland. Like your auntie will have a recipe for making tablet. I think it's predominantly brown sugar, with I don't know. It's just full of sweet stuff, and it's like kind of caramel sugary flavor, and it's got a consistency of it's almost like what do you call it? I mean, you call it frosting, don't you? You put in cakes in the top. See the edge of a cake.
Yes. Yep.
That yep. kind of frosting around the edge of a cake. It's got that kind of hard consistency, only maybe slightly harder. And it's going to ruin your teeth. It really is. Yeah. It's dental destruction.
Dental destruction. I love that as the ending point. This is five fast questions, ends with dental destruction.
That is all for this episode of 63% Scottish. Please connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Just search for 63% Scottish and you'll find us. If you want to help our show keep growing, consider subscribing on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen. This show is supported through promotional partnerships with the St. Andrews Society of Toronto, the Scottish Society of Ottawa, the St. Andrews Society of Los Angeles, the St. Andrews Society of Winnipeg, the Clans and Scottish Societies of Canada, the Singapore St. Andrews Society, the St. Andrews Society of the State of New York, and Chicago Scots. If you live in any of these places, I encourage you to find out how you can get involved. Links to all of these organizations are in the description for this episode. We also receive promotional support from the Scots Corner page on Facebook and the Center for Scottish Studies at the University of Guelph. This show owes a debt of gratitude to the Scottish Banner, the premier publication for Scottish people and those of Scottish heritage in Australia, Canada, New Zealand, and the United States of America. You can find all of our episodes on their website, along with short articles on each subject. Again, links are in the episode description. Music in this episode is from Roman Scenic Music. Thank you for listening to 63% Scottish. Until next time, cheers and sláinte.